Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, founder of Breathe Again Magazine and author of So He Cheated, Now What? Today is the last Thursday. Actually, this is the last show in the actual year, in the calendar year, and I'm just ecstatic that we made it to the end of the year. Woo-hoo! I'm excited. We have some difficulties going on right now, but we're going to be all right. We are waiting for the guest to get on the line, and hopefully she'll be on the line within the next few minutes or so. But you know what? I wanted to share something with you. I used to do a radio show last year or the year before on our local radio station. It was called Star 1310. And I used to open up each and every show with this prayer, and I uploaded the prayer today because I wanted to share it with you. I think it's a good prayer to close out the actual year, the 2011, and really start us on 2012. So I want you to listen to this prayer, and then we'll be right back.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out. Not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you. Father.
Amen, amen. I love that prayer. I really do love that prayer. I really think that it really touches us and it really tells us what we are to be doing, and we are supposed to be living a life carved out for other individuals. We know the state that we were in. We know where He has delivered us from, and I just bless God on this day. And we're still waiting on the guests to arrive, and I'm just going to talk to you right now. And I see that my girlfriend is in the chat room right now. Hey, Bride and Groom Money Talk, Dr. Wagner. Hello there. How are you? So glad that you are in the chat room and you are supporting Breathe Again Magazine. If you'd like to call in me and you can chat, you could dial in at 949-203-4709. I know you're going to be on the show later on this month, well, actually next month, but you could give us a little preview of what exactly you have going on, because you have a lot of stuff going on. So if you'd like to dial in, feel free to do that, Miss Lady, Dr. Wagner. But you know what? To God be the glory, because it is what it is. The Bible says, always be ready, right? Be ready, always. And so I can sing, I can dance, I can talk, I can do whatever needs to be done. But right now I just want to take some time out just to say thank you to God for allowing us to get through 2011. I was actually writing my newsletter. I'm sending out another newsletter. So if you are not connected with us, I want you to be connected with us via online, breatheagainmagazine.org or breatheagainmagazine.com, breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again, or you can connect with us on Facebook. Facebook is a vibrant community. I think the last time we checked, it was about 800 million users that is on Facebook, and so that's another way that we connect with our audience. So to God be the glory for that as well, for all of the different social media aspects. So, but I'm excited about 2012. I won't sit on here and tell you that I'm going to lose 25 pounds, and I won't sit on here and tell you that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, because I really look at that as I look at them as resolutions, not even resolutions. I look at it as resolutions. So I'm not going to say that, but I am going to say that I'm just going to try to be the best that I can be for this day, this time, this hour that God has called me to. So because He has called me to other individuals. He's called me to share stories, and I love what I do. I absolutely love what I'm doing. You know, I read somewhere they said if you're doing what you love, you'll never work a day in your life, and I do have a full-time job, but I love this. I love being able to tell other people's stories. I love connecting the dots. I love connecting people with other people. People come to me all the time, and they tell me their stories, and they tell me what they're going through. I may not have been on drugs, or I may not have lost a loved one, but I can connect someone with another individual that has gone through those different situations. So I love it, love it, love it. Looks like my guest is on the line. I hope this is her. Dr. Lee, is that you? Dr. Lee, is that you? Hello? I have someone on the line with the area code 760. Are you there? I think this is her, but I cannot hear her right now. So if you'd like to call in on another line, I would love to have you do that. It's 760, so to God be the glory. Dr. Lee, if that is you, you can speak right now. We are really having technical difficulties, but to God be the glory for great things He has done, doing, and going to do, because I'm not going to end this year like that. I wasn't going to cancel the show. I'm just going to keep on moving because we're ready. I have lots of things to talk about. I have lots of things to do. You know what? We have the special going on for the radio show. If you haven't secured your spot, we really want you to do that. We have the $10 radio spots available. The regular price is $15 per spot, but because it was Christmas, we decided to do a special, and we want you to support Breathe Again Magazine and support the radio show and support the things that we are doing and trying to do, and you do that by advertising your ministry, your book, your business with us. It's a 30-second commercial, and you could get on board. It's $35 for the entire month. That is four radio shows, or $10 per spot. So we really need your support. We really need your help. We also have a special. Well, I have a special going on right now for the actual my book, So He Cheated, Now What? It is a Christmas combo. We know lots of people that are going through this. All you have to do is open up the paper, turn on the news. We know they're going through. purchase this. It will help them. It has helped others. It's helped other couples get the conversation started because it's such a rough conversation. And sometimes you just don't know how to tackle the question. You don't know how to tackle the actual conversation. You don't know how to start it. So I have been told by people that my book, So He Cheated, Now What, is a conversation starter. So if you have to use me to get the conversation started by saying, did you know she did this or did you know he did that, to talk to your spouse about something that has happened in your marriage, feel free to do that. It's the Christmas combo. It's $10. It is the audio. It's the MP3. It is the actual ebook, and it's a bonus interview with my husband and myself where I interviewed him and asked him that hard question. Why did you cheat? Why did you cheat on me? What did I do? What was going on? So you get all those details. And, you know, we deal with some of those hard issues, you know, when talking about why you did cheat. So we want you to pick that up. If it's not for you, pick it up for someone else. I've heard lots of people say, I'm not going to buy that book or I'm not going to read it because I'm going to jinx my relationship. No, not really. Buy it for somebody else. You know somebody, and if it was not you, and if it's never happened to you, you know somebody that it has happened to. So purchase that, $10. That special goes away on December 31st. You know, I'm looking at the chat room, and looks like some things are going on in the chat room. Bride and Groom Money Talk is on in the chat room, and she says hello and things of that nature. But to God be the glory. I think she's on the line, too. I see someone from area code 303. Is that you?
That's me.
Hey, Dr. Taffy.
Hey, lady. How are you?
I am good. I'm so good. To God be the glory. I'm not sure what's going on, but we are here, and we're going to just keep it moving, right?
That's right.
Yes. So how have you been? How was your Christmas?
Oh, Christmas was fabulous. We had such a family fun time. It was just filled with excitement and surprises. So it's always good when you have little people. And they just don't know what's going on, you know.
I know, right? Isn't it such a pleasure, such a pleasure. So you have some things going on with Bride and Groom Money Talk, and you have some things going on with the engagements. And tell the audience a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Dr. Taffy Wagner, a certified educator in personal finances and money and marriage advocate. You know, Nicole, you and I both believe so strong in marriage. And with the media always tearing marriages down and putting out all the negativity, I was like, you know, we need to lift up and encourage people who are on this journey called marriage. You know, there's going to be some hard times. There's going to be some times when you might not even like your spouse, but that don't mean you throw in the towel.
That's right.
So I'm here to encourage people on their walk when it comes to the money and the marriage, because we all have to take responsibility.
That's
so
right.
I'm excited about marriages succeeding because they're communicating, they're being open, they are keeping trust within the relationship.
Amen. You've been doing this for quite some time now, and you've written some columns. I think you were just in the Wall Street Journal, is that correct?
I was. They interviewed me about premarital financial counseling. They contacted me because they were like, well, we haven't heard anything like this, and so they wanted to interview me. So I told them the importance of, if a couple comes to you and you're just a regular counselor, don't automatically turn them away because it's not your field. It takes a lot for couples to say, I need help when it comes to money. Listen to what they have to say, applaud them for taking a stand, and then refer them to somebody that can help them.
Yeah, and I think this is a good segue, and I praise God for you being on the line because the Lord is good, right, Dr. Taffy?
Yes, he is.
He is good. I think it's good because it is the final week of the year. We're going into a new year, and a lot of people, they always say they're going to get their finances straight this next year. They made some decisions, and they shouldn't have made them, and they stepped out on some things, and they don't know how to really get it back together, get it back in the flow of things. What are some tips that you could give someone? I know first thing you're going to say is get on a budget, but what are some tips that you can give couples that they can get their house in order?
The first thing I would say is communicate with each other about your individual financial goals and dreams, and then establish mutual ones so that everybody has a voice and they're able to say, well, here's what I'd like to see for the marriage. Here's what I'd like to do even on my own. Because a lot of couples now, there's some that have student loans. We all have our own credit cards. And so those are individual, even if you establish joint credit. So establish what you'd like to see happen together. And then tackle it and say, okay, we do have a budget, and what's the best way for us to meet it? But don't wait until 2012 to start the discussion. Start the discussion today.
Yeah, that is good. That is really good. And what if someone has gotten into a financial jam and they're just embarrassed? I see a lot of couples go through and they lose different things. They've lost their homes and they've lost their houses because they kept it to themselves and didn't ask for help. And that pride thing is so relevant in our community, especially the African-American community, because we don't want to be embarrassed and we don't want to be ashamed and we want to look like we got it going on. But talk about pride, Dr. Taffy.
Pride is a very dangerous characteristic, and I was that way. I had the pride, and I ended up becoming homeless because I wouldn't talk to somebody. When you are so bound and struggling with finances and you don't know how to solve it yourself, then you open up the door for the homelessness to occur, the bankruptcy, these types of things. And so in order for you to begin to get healing, you have to get outside yourself and speak to somebody saying, I'm sick and tired of struggling. I need help. I need somebody to be able to put me on track and say, here's what you have to do. I'm going to help you be accountable in your own finances so that the next year you won't repeat those same patterns.
But they've got to open their mouth.
Don't talk. That's right. They got to open their mouth. As long as you don't talk, you can get beat up over and over again about, you know, the creditors are calling. You can continue to get late notices, all these different things, because you're sitting there being too proud to say, I need help. But as soon as you speak, then you're going to see the weight is getting lifted off your shoulders because now you have a plan when it comes to your finances.
That's good. You always need a plan. Now, I do have a question, so this is good. This is real good. I know we know how to think fast on our feet, don't we, Dr.
Yes,
Taffy?
We do, girl.
And look, I have a question for you, and it is, how should couples handle tithing and giving in this tough economy?
In the tough economy, first they need to get on the same page. When it comes to tithing, because there's a lot of Christian couples, let's just put it on the table, there's a lot of them where one person wants to tithe and the other one don't, and the reason that person usually don't is because they're not paying their bills. They're tithing but not paying the bills, and they're opening up their door for lack, which is not God's plan. God ain't never said that we need to live in lack. What they need to do is first get on the same page and then be led by the Spirit.
That's good.
On how you tithe, when you tithe, and to whom. Because God also says we're supposed to pay our bills.
That's right. That's right. So, the laws of the land say pay your bills.
It sure does. And what God showed me several months ago, he said, you know what, people are so concerned about the 10%. 100% of it's mine. They're only being faithful with 10%, but they're mismanaging my 90%. So I can't expand their territory if they're mismanaging my 90%.
That's good, isn't it? That
yes,
is real
is.
Good, real good. And what
that
I know,
up, I said, oh hey,
I know your forte is the engaged couples. Why is that so important to you? Because you see a lot of them. They spend a lot of money. You see all these shows on TV. They're spending thousands of dollars on the wedding. They go through the whole wedding, and then they're broke afterwards. Then they start fighting over the money after the wedding, and then they get a divorce the next year. Why did you hone home on those individuals, the engaged couples?
God literally showed me. He said, you're talking money in marriage. You've been talking to couples that's been married for quite a while. He said, but let me show you something. Go and look at the wedding magazines. He said, there's nothing in there. He said, go to some bridal shows. There's nobody at the bridal shows. Nobody stood up and said, you need to have this discussion before you walk down the aisle. Because if you can have the discussion prior to walking down the aisle, you can do it all throughout the marriage. Because you've opened up. You've revealed that ugly baggage that you might not have shared. You thought about that person enough and said, I love you enough to tell you the good, bad, and ugly, and I trust our relationship enough to talk about the money. Because there's a lot of couples' relationships, and let's put it on the table, they're built on sex. They're built on the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, if I don't have any money, would you love me? If we go broke, will you stick it out with me? If I decide to quit my job and can't get a job right away, can we figure out a way to get the bills paid and you still be there?
Yeah, that's good. That is good. That's good. So the Lord himself showed you.
He literally showed me.
Yeah, that is the area
back
you need.
Back in 2006, he said, let me show you something. And I was like, wow.
Well, Taffy, do you do one-on-one counseling? Do you coach couples? Do you coach individuals? Is that a service you provide?
I do it for all of them. I will do individuals. I do women who've gotten divorced. I do single parents. I do widows. And I do couples. Because sometimes, even when I start with couples with premarital financial counseling, they each get an informative sheet, and they have to let me know, one, did you even talk with each other about your credit report? Did you even share it? And then if there's things on there, and I'll ask them, I said, does the other person even know that this exists on your report?
Mm-hmm.
Because then we have to come together and talk and say, okay, here's what you need to know.
Yeah, and that's good because I can remember talking to an engaged couple a couple years ago, and he was saying, he was sharing with me, well, she doesn't even know how much I make. And I said, well, do you know how much she makes? No, well, I don't know how much she makes. Well, y'all need to talk, have a conversation or something.
Yes.
Yeah. And so people joke about the credit report, but do you think it is right for someone to meet somebody and say, I need to see your credit report? If we're going to be serious, I need to see your credit report, and you can see mine.
As long as they know they're in a committed relationship, yes, I do. Because you need to know and have the opportunity to defend yourself if there's something on there that might be painting a picture that's not necessarily the full truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because
very good.
They were not there when you made those decisions. You know, for example, when I met my husband, I was in the process of being evicted.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know why or anything, but I had to be able to say why certain things happened to him.
Yeah. That's funny you bring that up, too, because I can remember when my husband and I first got together and we were getting an apartment after we first got married, and I had already had an apartment previously and had my own car, my own job, things of that nature, and I had a lot of things on my own. And I can remember when we went to go get the apartment, I was not here in Virginia, and he was, and I was standing there, and I was so scared. I was so scared for him to pull my credit report, and he was standing there with the lady, and he was like, boo, it keeps going. It keeps going. And it kept going. So I think it is a very good conversation to have initially and not to be so that he trying to get in my business or she trying to get in my business, because I think if you were to grow together, then none of those things should make a difference.
Absolutely. And in the beginning, you know, we are so apprehensive, and we're always, you know, upset about, oh, well, if he finds out this, he's not going to want to marry me, or he's not going to want to date me anymore. And it's like, but you should have the confidence in who you are to say, I know I'm a good person. I'm worthy of
that
person. And I can tell them why I made those decisions. Because, Nicole, one of the things that I always tell my couples, too, anything that happened before you say I do, you can't judge that person on. You were not there.
That's right. That's right.
You
that
might have to
true.
Deal with some of the repercussions, but you were not there. At least be honest with them and say, here's why I made those decisions. You might not understand, but we're going to make it through it. Can you be with me?
Right. Instead of hiding it, hoping
exactly.
that it'll never surface. And eventually anything you do in the dark is going to come out in the light. So anything you try to hide, it's going to come out. So I think that's a good point you made also about that credit report. And we having the discussion about the credit report because every year, and people don't take this up because every year you can get your credit report for free from all three bureaus, right?
Yes, you can.
And this is ending 2011, so this would be a good time for people to go in and pull your credit report and look at it to start 2012.
That's right, and make that plan. Say, okay, here's what my credit report says. Here's what's wrong. I need to dispute this information. Or I need to change and say, I have taken care of this and prove your point. Show them the paperwork.
Or I didn't even know it was on here, but let me go ahead and pay it. I forgot,
That's right.
That's
right.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, do you know what that link is or what that website address is? I think it's because there's so many scams out there nowadays, I think it's annualcreditreport.com, something like that.
It is. That's the one. And what I recommend for all the listeners is only pull one of them. Don't pull all three.
Oh, really? Why?
Let me tell you why. You pull one every quarter. Three quarters in a year.
Uh-huh.
That way, you get to see each one all throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to say the same things. There's only certain things reported on each credit report based on the dollar amount. So if you start with Experian today, okay, so in the next 4 months, then you go and pull TransUnion. And then in the last 4 months, you go and pull Equifax.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, all year long, you've got to look at your credit report from each of the different agencies. If you pull all three of them today, well, now you're going to have to wait until the end of 2012 to do it again for free.
Okay, okay. That's a good point. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I have another question. It says, what about financial infidelity, where one person may spend money on things that they don't tell their spouse about? How do you handle that? Uh-oh.
First, you need to find out, one, how did you find out they spent the money? Okay,
maybe you found a receipt.
If you found a receipt, it's okay, but not where you went and did some digging, because that also can disrupt the trust.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the receipt was kind of like right there, or you're the one that's paying the bills, and you saw a deduction come out and you didn't know about it, well, now you need to find out, why did they feel that they had to sneak and make a purchase without being open and honest with you?
Mm.
Because sometimes when people are doing that, it has nothing to do with that person that they're married to. It might be because some past behavior, or maybe something you said reminded them of something that somebody else did in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took that to mean, you know, this certain thing. And so you have to really make sure that people are comfortable where they are in the relationship, so that it doesn't have to be any financial infidelity, because that would destroy a marriage more than adultery.
Mm, yes, it will, because what is it, the top three things? I was doing some research at one time, and it was the top three issues that couples face, reasons why couples face divorce are money, sex, and infidelity.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Money,
and see,
sex,
when people,
and infidelity.
When people are secretly spending, they're disrupting any financial budget that's within that household, and before you know it, that's when there's no money to pay the bills. Or there's such a, you know, because it could be gambling within that infidelity. They're taking money to go gamble, per se.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they've racked up, you know, some huge debt behind gambling, oh, that's a whole nother show.
Yeah, so true. And I'm glad you talked about that, too, because in my household, you also have to find out who's better with money, who's better with the finances. My husband is better with the finances in our home, so therefore he takes care of all that. But it took me a long time to get to that point, Dr. Taffy, because I worked, and this is my money, and I'll do what I need to do with my money, married and all. But then when you find yourself at the same point over and over and over again, because I'm a person where if somebody needs something, I'll go put $100 in Western Union. People come to me, and I'll just give money away. People talk about $100 line. I'm in the $100 line. So
absolutely.
And I'm just a giver. And then you look at it, and you're like, okay, I'm a giver, but I'm broke. What in the world? So now none of that can happen because my husband is like, my husband's that type of person that will say, no, we don't have it. That's not in the budget. And that's good, because that's what I need.
And, Nicole, you know what? There's so many of us that are givers that we have gave so much that we've given to where we have gotten ourselves into debt because we gave. And here's the thing to that. We gave and God didn't tell us to do it.
Come on now. Come on.
We did it because we givers. We want to say we can do it. Go ahead on.
Mm-hmm.
Go home. Uh-huh. And God's like, let me show you. Now you got to get that spanking, okay?
That's right.
Didn't tell you. You didn't ask me. But what we did was we enabled people to continue mismanaging their own money.
Oh, my God. Come on now. If you always digging them out of the dilemma, and every month you can't pay your rent, and then I'm sending you money.
That's
you.
Right.
That is so
That's
good.
Right.
Now, Taffy, we have about 90 seconds. Give the audience your information. If they need financial counseling, if they're an engaged couple, if they just want to do some one-on-one, how can they reach you?
The way they can reach me is contact me through bridegroommoneytalkfaq.com. And if you can't remember all that, just Google my name, Dr. Taffy Wagner, and it'll come all the way up. And don't struggle. You don't need to go into 2012 struggling anymore.
Yeah, that is good, 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 good. Well, we did it, Dr. Taffy.
We had fun. This was
quick on our feet. To God be the glory. I was like, we could do it, though. So, you know, I'm glad I didn't have to sing. So, praise God, didn't have to sing. But you will be back, I believe it's the second week in January. And I want you to, the listeners, I want you to tune back in. Stay connected with us so you can learn more tips from Dr. Taffy Wagner. And she is from Bride and Groom Money Talk. Dr. Taffy, it's a pleasure as always. I love you, girl.
Love you, too.
All right. That has been it. It is our show. And you know what? It's never goodbye. Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. And may all your dreams come true. May you start things that you did not finish. May you start things that you never started before. May you live the life you want to live. And this is the perfect opportunity to start. So goodbye, 2011. I will see you guys in 2012. Never goodbye. Until next time.